Thank you, Dr. McCurdy. We'll start off with just a little bit of a background on what mesotrione is. It is a herbicide labeled for post-emergent control of numerous grassy as well as broadleaf weeds. In turf grass, it's sold as Tenacity, and it controls susceptible plants by mimicking the allele chemicals that are naturally secreted by the bottle rush plant. It is an HPPD inhibiting herbicide. HPPDs are necessary for the biosynthesis of carotenoids, which protect the chlorophyll from being degraded by sunlight. Without those carotenoids present, you start to lose that green color in susceptible plants. You start to get a bleaching and a whitening effect as a result. As you can see in the picture here, the crabgrass was sprayed with mesotrione, and as those chlorophyll molecules are degraded, you start to get that whitening or that bleaching effect. In previous research, Cathcart et al. In 2004 determined that red root pigweed, which is a very difficult to control weed, required increased levels of mesotrione applications under low nitrogen conditions in order to achieve the same amount of control as mesotrione applied in high nitrogen conditions. And Skelton et al. In 2012 determined that multiple applications of mesotrione at low rates could control annual bluegrass in environmental conditions such as high nitrogen fertility that favored control. And Elmore et al. In 2012 at the University of Tennessee determined that you could get enhanced efficacy of mesotrione as well as tapramazone with increased applications of nitrogen up to 12 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare or greater. And the previous experiments have already determined that nitrogen enhances mesotrione efficacy. So what we were wondering is what other factors involved in nitrogen fertilization have an effect on whether or not mesotrione can control susceptible plants. For example, does it matter when nitrogen is applied in relation to that mesotrione application? And what about the actual concentration of nitrogen within the leaf? The plant's only going to be able to take up so much nitrogen that's applied. And what about individual nitrogen sources, such as urea, ammonium, or nitrate sources? So our first objective was to determine if nitrogen application timings influence mesotrione activity. We also wanted to determine if nitrogen rate, as well as the concentration of nitrogen within the leaf tissue, had an effect on mesotrione activity. And we also wanted to determine if the individual nitrogen sources that I mentioned earlier had an effect on mesotrione as well on large crabgrass. So for all the experiments that were conducted in Indiana or Tennessee, they were all conducted in greenhouse trials where the environmental conditions could be controlled. And we determined our symptomology visually by counting the number of leaves that displayed any kind of bleaching symptomology, bleaching, necrotic tissue. And we took those number of leaves and divided it by the total number of leaves to give us a percentage of bleached and necrotic symptomology. And we took those visual ratings up to 21 days after the initial mesotrione treatment. Our first experiment was to determine if nitrogen application timing has any effect on mesotrione activity. And we developed 9 treatments based on the timing of the nitrogen in relation to mesotrione. So we had 1 mesotrione application that was applied to all 9 application timings of the nitrogen as a result, anywhere from nitrogen immediately prior to mesotrione or up to 14 days before or 14 days after. And sort of get a better visual representation of how these applications were made, we have that single mesotrione application where it was applied to all 9 treatments, treatment dates. We had nitrogen that was applied just prior to this mesotrione application. We had nitrogen that was applied 14, 7, 3, and 1 days before mesotrione. And we had nitrogen that was applied 1, 3, 7, and 14 days after mesotrione was applied. And this chart represents the amount of symptomology that we observed in large crabgrass 21 days after the mesotrione application. Along the y-axis, we have the percentage of symptomology, and along the x-axis, we have the individual nitrogen application dates. We did 2 experimental runs in the greenhouse in Indiana. The top bars represent that first experimental run, and the second set of bars represents the second experimental run. And we noticed similarities between the 2 experimental runs where nitrogen that was applied just prior to or immediately before mesotrione was applied gave us higher levels of symptomology in the form of bleached and necrotic leaves. And we also noticed that the further away that you moved the nitrogen application from the mesotrione application, you got a reduction in the amount of symptomology that we observed as well. As you can see in this photograph, nitrogen that was applied 14 days prior to the mesotrione doesn't have nearly the amount of symptomology as nitrogen that's applied just 3 days prior to mesotrione. The second study that we conducted was to determine if nitrogen application rate had any effect on mesotrione activity as well, on large crabgrass. We developed 7 treatments based on nitrogen application rates of urea at 0, 3, 6, 12, 24, 49, or 98 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And all of these nitrogen treatment applications were applied 3 days prior to the mesotrione application. This chart represents the amount of symptomology that we saw just 7 days after that mesotrione application. Along the y-axis, we have the percentage of symptomology. Along the x-axis, we have the nitrogen application rates in both Indiana and Tennessee. As you can see, similarly between both locations, there was a maximum amount of symptomology that was observed in both Indiana and Tennessee in relation to 24 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. What we also noticed between both locations was that there was a diminishing return of the amount of symptomology that we observed with increasing rates of nitrogen applications. And the regression also determined that if we wanted to achieve 90% of the maximum amount of symptomology that we observed in Indiana, you just needed to apply 10.1 kilograms of nitrogen or 8.9 kilograms of nitrogen in Tennessee. In this photo taken 7 days after the mesotrione application in Indiana, you can see that when mesotrione was applied without any nitrogen supplements, there is some symptomology there, but not nearly as much as you see with 24 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. The third study that we conducted was to determine if nitrogen concentration within the actual tissue had an effect on mesotrione activity in large crabgrass as well. And for this study, we applied the same rates of urea nitrogen that I explained in the previous study. The only difference is that these nitrogen applications were not applied with any mesotrione. We were just trying to determine how much nitrogen was present within the tissues. And 3 days after those nitrogen applications, we destructively harvested the above-ground tissue, the stem, and the leaf tissue of the large crabgrass, placed them in the drying oven, ground them down, and analyzed them for the amount of nitrogen present on a percentage basis within the leaf itself. And this graph represents the amount of nitrogen concentration within crabgrass tissue. You can see the percentage of nitrogen on the y-axis in relation to those individual nitrogen application rates I described earlier. And as with the previous study, in both Indiana and Tennessee, there was a maximum amount of nitrogen that was observed at 12 kilograms per hectare in Indiana and 24 kilograms per hectare in Tennessee. But as you increase the nitrogen after that maximum amount that we saw, there was a diminishing return, meaning that with those higher rates, the plant wasn't taking up any more nitrogen than it was at those maximum rates there, and there was a diminishing return as a result. And again, the regression analysis indicated that if we wanted to achieve 90% of the maximum amount of nitrogen within that tissue that we observed, in Tennessee, we just needed to apply 10 kilograms of nitrogen in Indiana and 12.6 kilograms of nitrogen in Tennessee. And we also wanted to determine if there was a relationship between the amount of nitrogen that was present within the tissue itself in relationship to the amount of symptomology, bleached and necrotic leaves, here along the x-axis, that we observed in the 7 days after the initial mesotrione in the previous experiment. So we determined that there was a near linear relationship, meaning that the more nitrogen that was present within the leaf tissue, the higher the amount of symptomology that we did see. So it's important to get that nitrogen within that tissue. We conducted a fourth experiment to determine if individual nitrogen sources had any effect on mesotrione activity. And these treatments were based on sources that include urea, ammonium sulfate, potassium nitrate, and ammonium nitrate. And again, all of these nitrogen applications were made 3 days prior to mesotrione. This chart represents the amount of symptomology, bleaching, and necrosis that we saw 7 days after the mesotrione treatment, with bleached and necrotic leaf percentages on the y-axis and the individual nitrogen sources on the x, urea, ammonium sulfate, potassium nitrate, and ammonium nitrate. The black bars at the top indicate results from Indiana, and the checkered bars at the bottom indicate results from Tennessee. And we didn't see any differences amongst the individual nitrogen sources in relation to the amount of symptomology that we saw. So, in effect, nitrogen source did not have an effect on the ability of mesotrione to effectively control crabgrass. So we concluded that nitrogen fertilization prior to or immediately surrounding, roughly 3 days before or immediately before nitrogen applications, may improve mesotrione activity in large crabgrass. We also determined that the greater the rate of nitrogen, the greater the activity of mesotrione activity up to a certain point. And usually that point was at 12 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare or higher. And we also determined that nitrogen source had no influence on mesotrione activity. We were able to conclude that even though we did see increases in symptomology within these large crabgrass plants, they were very moderate. At no point did supplementing nitrogen with mesotrione activities completely control the crabgrass as a result. However, practitioners can time these nitrogen applications with mesotrione in order to just further enhance the effectiveness of that one application that they make. But one caution that practitioners do need to consider is that at the same time nitrogen and mesotrione increases mesotrione symptomology in weed species, it also has the potential to increase mesotrione activity on sensitive turfgrass species as well, such as fine fescues, perennial ryegrasses, or tall fescue. So that's certainly a consideration that a practitioner needs to consider when they're making mesotrione applications in conjunction with nitrogen to lawns of these turfgrasses. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes?
I missed it, but did you say how was the nitrogen applied? Was it a liquid application?
It was a liquid application. The question was how was the nitrogen applied? It was applied in a liquid application along with 10 milliliters of water directly to the soil in the pot. So, yes, sir?
So have you tried to do any foliar just tank mixing with nitrogen?
We have not as of yet, but I believe that that might be something to consider in the future, but we didn't with this study, no. Yes, sir?
Why can't you see no difference between a fertilizer source? You know, crabgrass is a warm season, grass always going to want to take up nitrate more, but when you apply the other ones, it didn't matter.
The question was, why didn't I believe that there were any differences between the individual nitrogen sources? Because crabgrass... I believe that the nitrogen uptake within the plant just kind of increases the translocation and the metabolism of the mesotrione as a result. So as that nitrogen is being taken up, that just enhances that mesotrione activity that much more. So as long as there's nitrogen being taken into the plant, it's still able to translocate and metabolize that mesotrione that much quicker. That's what I believe is going on. Yes, sir?
Did you include adjuvants with any of your treatments?
We included a non-ionic surfactant with mesotrione for time purposes. I didn't include that, but evidently I talked so fast that I had plenty of time to include that. So, but yes, we had a non-ionic surfactant induce that was applied at 0.25% volume by volume basis.
I may have missed it. What rate were you applying your different sources at?
We applied all of the different sources at 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square foot, or 49 kilograms.
So it would be exceeding the rate that
yes,
you found maximum. So that may be why you didn't see.
Absolutely, and that very well may be as well. Yes, sir.
Thank you.